Hey guys, welcome to the Mind Shape Podcast. And here on episode 4, I'm going to be talking about two topics: passion and regret. Now, a lot of people ask, what's my passion? They say, where do I find my passion? And this is a question that a lot of people are wondering. And throughout your life, up to the age that you are now, you found stuff that you're good at and stuff that you're not good at. So you have to take a look at those things that you're good at, those things that drive you, those things that you really love to do growing up, no matter what they are, no matter how successful they could be in the business world. You have to take a look. Now, for me, I have the viewpoint that it's a lot harder for people to keep their passion rather than find their passion. Now, keeping your passion is so hard because we live in a world of 7 billion people. And with 7 billion people, we get anxious because we get anxious of the judgment, the criticism. We get anxiety from what people will think about our passion because it's not always the norm. You know, being different is what drives people past others. Doing something that no one else is doing is what helps people drive forward and be successful or happy in life. The problem is we let people tell us what we should be in life. You know, we let parents, friends, and other people, you know, put us down about our passion, tell us we have to do these certain things in our life, and our passion is not one of them. And when these things happen, we get restricted. And we get restricted, we're not open to everything that life has to offer. We're not really living, you know, because our parents told us we have to be a doctor. We work, you know, 7 to 8 years to get out of college, get our master's, our PhD, and then you don't end up liking what you do because you never really wanted to go down that path. And a lot of people don't have the courage, the balls, to go ahead and say, you know what, I'm not gonna do that. Because I don't love doing this. I'm already in school and I hate it. This is not what I want to do for the rest of my life. You have to understand that people, not only your parents, but other people in life, are going to misunderstand you. You have to be able to be misunderstood. Because people are going to look at you and say, yeah, he's changed. She's changed. Why is that happening? Like, this is odd. I'm uncomfortable with this. You have to be willing to be misunderstood to keep your passion. Don't let other people and what they have to say deter you. Because it's not going to be all rainbows and butterflies out here in the real world. It's hard. It's hard when you take on the world alone. It's not easy. You need to know that. So be able to be misunderstood. And keep doing what you do. You know, one of the things you have to look at and realize is that your biggest superpower in life is the fact that no one else will ever be you. You're so unique. There's no one else that can be you. They can look up to you, wanna be you, but they will never be you. So take that. That is your superpower. You're the only you. So keep your passion. Don't listen to the judgment and criticism of others. Let that drive you, if anything, to keep going with your passion. Be different. I love telling people to be different, because when you're different, you gain success, happiness. Being just a regular type of person that everyone else is being is not gonna cut it. Be different. Be able to be misunderstood and leave it at that. You have a beautiful future, people. Live it and love what you do, because the only person preventing you from doing that is yourself. And the next topic I'm going to talk about is regret. And I'm going to start regret off with a story. Now, this story is of a lady named Betty. And as she aged and progressed, what happened? So when she was born in 1908, and in 1928, when she was 20 years old, she moved to Canada. And when she moved to Canada, after a couple years, she met a guy named Leslie John Moore. And over the next couple years, they fell in love. And Leslie John Moore asked Betty to marry him. You know, she was so happy. She was like, all right, Leslie, you know, I have to go all the way back to Scotland, tell my parents I'm getting married. I'm so excited. I can't wait for this to happen. So Leslie John Moore gives her a suitcase labeled LJM, his initials. She goes all the way back to Scotland with that suitcase packed to get her stuff and bring it back. When she gets to Scotland, she tells her parents of the news, and they're all happy. They're like, we're so happy for you. You're getting married. This is amazing. What an experience. What a thing to happen in life. They were so happy. But they asked Betty one question, and that question was, is Leslie John Moore a Catholic? And Betty told them, no, he's actually a Protestant. And since religion was such a big deal back then, she was never allowed to talk to Leslie John Moore ever again. From that moment on, no matter how many letters Leslie John Moore sent her, he was never allowed to talk to her again. And we fast forward 60 years to when she's 80 years old, on her deathbed, with a week to live. She's lying there and a man walks in and sees her crying. And he asks, Betty, what's wrong? Why are you crying? Betty was lying there in the hospital room with the LJM suitcase on her lap. And she said to the man, you know, I wonder what life would have been like if I didn't listen to everyone else and just married Leslie John Moore. Now, this story is so important because this is what happens in life. We let others, religion, and other aspects of life decide who we are, who we're gonna be, what our future is. And that can't be the case. You have to be able to be different and push outside of that comfort zone you're so stuck in. You know, don't let regret rule your life later. You know, there's something that I like to say, and that saying is, right now, every time, you know, we say, yeah, 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 you're right, instead of, you know, speaking how we actually feel, you know, people pleasing, and we do things that other people tell us not to do, we don't pursue our passions, you know, we're writing a check out to regret. We're writing it out, and every time we do it, the check gets larger and larger, the heaviness of the regret gets larger and larger. And one day, just like Betty at 80 years old, we're gonna have to pay it. We're gonna have to pay that check to regret. And we're gonna have to forgive ourselves for all those times that we regret it, because we never even tried to make it work. You know, I love to live by this motto. I'd much rather live with the mistakes that I've made and the regret of those decisions than regret never trying something at all. Because the biggest failure in life is to never even try at all. Because in order to fail, you have to try. So don't let those checks keep getting bigger and bigger. Do those things you want to do. Life's short. Make the most out of it. All right, guys, thank you for listening to episode 4 on Passion and Regret. I hope you guys liked it. Go ahead, if you can, and give me a 5-star rating on iTunes. I'm trying to get my podcast out to as many people as I can. Share it with your friends, family, anyone you can. You know, I want to get this positive message out and create positivity in everyone's lives around me and around the world. Have a great day, guys, and I'm out.